All right, Shirley Gray Eyes joins us, Dakota Dunes Community Development Corporation, and this year also co-chair Operation Santa. Actually, we were just hanging out last week at the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. We're becoming fast friends, but you know what that tells me is you're a very important part of this community, a vital part of this community. But today, yeah, you come with, well, messages about Operation Santa. For people that don't know, what is this?
So Operation Santa, it's a group of 16 organizations and departments that are working together to provide holiday supports to those individuals that may need an extra helping hand through the holidays when schools are closed and when businesses have reduced hours, and just to help them experience what we experience through that holiday season.
And I know last year, the need is obviously there. You helped out as many families as you could, but it sounds like, again, growing even this year, hey?
Yes, it is. So last year, our target was 750 families. We actually helped about 1,100 families and then provided some extra supports to some students and elders within our community. And our goal, again, is 750 families, pending our ability to ensure that we have enough funds to provide all of those supports. It is an anonymous program. People do not know they're getting. So it's a surprise when someone shows up at their door with gifts, food, and gift cards for them to make their season a little bit brighter.
Ah, isn't that nice? Now, how does it work exactly? Can people nominate, or how does this work, just so we're clear?
So what happens is the 13 referring organizations have families that they work with. They have already provided referrals to us with their families. We have families ranging from a size of one individual to 24 individuals in one household. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we take those numbers. We do not know names. It's all anonymous. And we provide gifts for every individual in the home, food hampers and gift cards to buy some extra things for them. And we do not, unfortunately, we do not take applications because those community organizations that work with their clients and the relatives in our community, they know those people better than we do. Mm-hmm. And they know who needs that extra bit of help.
Wow. So what I'm hearing from you then is, I can't really nominate anyone, but how can I help? What if I want to be a part of this? How can I do that?
So we take donations of gifts. The food we're buying separately, but gifts is definitely needed as we provide for every single person in the household, not just the children, as we believe everybody deserves to receive something. And also adopting a family is extremely important. It helps us reduce our costs for Operation Santa and sponsorship. And there's all those different possibilities for individuals to help us out. Or volunteering. You can come out and volunteer. It's a great big Santa's workshop, and it's a lot of fun, and we have a great time.
It's very rewarding to be a part of this, especially given the season. Where can we find more information about this, or where do we need to go for contact?
You can go to the Facebook page for Operation Santa, and you can also call us at 306-956-1799 or email us at hampersyxc@gmail.com.
I get the feeling we're probably going to bump into each other again through this season. Really appreciate your work on this, Shirley, and letting everybody know today about where things are at with Operation Santa. Good luck.
Thank you very much.